Tonight's programme has a significantly Gaelic flavour to it, with sessions from Metal Air Bane and the Fabulous Poodles. No Froggos among the records, though, which are by Ultravox, Van Morrison, Bob Marley and the Wailers. Rory Gallagher, Luigi and the Boys, included so that my dear white-haired old mother will be released from captivity in Sicily. Prince Far Eye, those rocking favourites of old and young alike, the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra and a whole bunch of other things besides. We're going to start with one of the very greatest of all Motown records. Walters advises me that that ended the New Year's Eve Ready Steady Go party in 1964. The Velvettes and Needle in a Haystack, and they made a few other records for Motown. And experts can probably tell you they also recorded for Trampoline, Fondue and Hot Nonsense Records in Detroit in the early 1960s or something like that. If they did, I know nothing of it. And even if that was the only record they'd ever made, they'd have made a major contribution. I think it's just been reissued too. Here's another reissue. Thank you.
that makes you want to get out your old RAF greatcoat and go and lie in a field and get attacked by motorcyclists all over again. Hawkwind, that's just been issued in a 12-inch version. And Silver Machine, of course. And one has always heard colourful stories about convent girls, and I have in the past found some of these to be based on fact. But the world is waiting to know what the Fabulous Poodles think of them.
You look so cute in your short white socks. I follow you from lots and lots. I wonder just what turns you on. The purple sand and then you're gone. And when you're playing in the dark,
girls, what a depraved bunch they are, to be sure. And one wonders whether the chanteuse with the flying lizards was a convent girl. Possibly she was, you know.
Every time I call my baby, try to get a date. My Nowadays, son, you got to work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
A single called Summertime Blues, of course. And now the first from Nancy Luger, as in Nancy Luger, Herman Schwartz, Eric Debris, and Claude Panic. This is called Numero Zero.
Thank you.
Metal Airbane, and the first of them sounding as good as ever. In fact, better than the last session, and the last session was very good. That's Numero Zero, and of course more from them later on in the programme. Also, tomorrow night, while I'm dealing with matters foreign, John Walters was recently in Switzerland. I won't tell you why, it's rather long, complicated and irrelevant. He came back with one or two Swiss records, including an EP by a Swiss women's group. I don't mean I'm going to sit and talk to you about women's liberation, but an actual band. And very good they are too, so I'll play you that amongst one or two other things on tomorrow night's programme, if I remember, here at XTC.
Bye.
STC, and a couple of pieces from them, one from the LP, one from the EP, and these are Misty. Actually, those are Misty on the People Unite label. That's called Oh Wicked Man. Now, stand aside for another Pooh song.
You're up the wall. He played it by himself.
And in case you're bewildered by my reference to poo songs, and are imagining that a poo song is a sort of Korean root which improves your eyesight, cures hemorrhoids, and enables you to understand John Anderson lyrics, it's actually the title or the name of the Fabulous Poodles publishing company. Those were the Fabulous Poodles and a version of their current single, Mirror Star. Here's Eric.
Cavalcade winds its way through the back streets, bowing far and high on a wooden box. With friends and relations flattened low to the back streets, all looking shaky because it came as a shock. A black cavalcade winds its way through the back streets. Some poor soul took his final vaccine.
Only one destination.
Further glimpses into the wonderful world of Reckless Eric. That's the final taxi. Let's go to the pictures. And Girlfriend, and staying on the distaff side, half Japanese are calling all girls. They're getting like a proper DJ, mate.
1, 2, 3, 4. Touch number one. I'd like to see a first one take out. But if you get put out, you can take out. She's blocked touch number two. I'd like to see you plant test number three. And you cannot graduate from my school alone.
I think that's the wrong track, but who cares? Half Japanese, and that's called Calling All Girls. And now to Japan, you see, keeping things pretty oriental, and this is called Sometimes I Feel So Low, and this despite having a bad back. recently in receipt of a postcard which says something like, listen here, you hammer-headed nematode, if you don't play something by Japan fairly soon, I shall come and throttle you. And always anxious to respond to this kind of gentle persuasion, that's something by Japan. In fact, it's their current single, Sometimes I Feel So Low. Here's another one from those metal boys. Well, despite the fact that I didn't catch a word of that, I still think it's excellent. Metal Air Bane, and that's called Futurama. And there is currently a truncated version of Van Morrison's Wavelength around as a single, and we thought, well, really the best thing to do is to play you the album version, and here it is.
This is a song about your wavelength and my wavelength, baby. You turn me on and when you get me on your wavelength, man, with your wavelength, close up your wings. With your wavelength, with your wavelength. Oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama. Thank you.
Morrison with the title track of the LP Wavelength. Hey, hey, here come the Pragvex. Snarling Snightly from their EP on their own Spec Records label, and that's called Wolf. And Ultravox have taken from their LP Systems of Romance Quiet Men as a single, and on the reverse of it is a thing called Dislocation, which isn't on the album at all, and it's been issued on wide vinyl, 12 inches of course, as these things always are. I shall play you both sides of it now.
Thank you.
Previous announcement for dislocation, Reed crossfade throughout, some sort of mental blackout, no doubt, brought about by the shrapnel lodged in my frontal lobes after the Normandy landings. That was Ultravox and both sides of their current 12-inch white vinyl disco 45, Quiet Men and Crossfade. The UK subs live in a car but are still too proud to claim unemployment. Here's the B-side of their current single.
Thank you.
And I have the impression that this work is now in the shops on City Records, the UK subs, and that's the B-side, I suppose, of the current single, I Live in a Car, and B1C. The Fab Poo seem to be working quite a bit. On the 1st of November, they're at Southampton University. On the 4th, Sunderland. The 11th, Warwick. The 16th, Edinburgh. The 17th, Aberdeen. The 19th, St Andrews. On the 20th, Strathclyde University. On the 25th, Reading University. On the 29th, Wales Polytechnic. And you just have to drive into Wales and start asking, I suppose. On the 1st of December, University Hall Hospital in London, exhausted with it all, no doubt. The next from the band is Toy Town People. Seeger's always been an important influence on the band. That was the Fabulous Poodles with their Toy Town People. Here's Prince Farai.
Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess.
Getting further and further out, I think. That's called Who Have Eyes to See from the new LP on Frontline, called Long Life. Oh, thanks a lot. I'll take turf, I may. And along with Long Life, this is Staying Alive. Thank you. Well, thank goodness that the old musical values have not been eroded entirely. That's Staying Alive by the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra, and I anxiously await their tubular bells. And Her Majesty's commissioners in lunacy are encamped at Heathrow in case they should attempt to enter the country. That's on Rhino Records, an import on Garish vinyl, which you can probably find if you look around for it hard enough, but I haven't seen any copies of it in shops yet, I must admit. Here's another from Metal Urbane. She sank on, sank on. Isn't it 50-50? I don't know, Metal Urbane anyway. And this is Louisiana Du Bois, the title track from their homemade LP, Feeling the Ceiling.
guys, of course, work in a restaurant here in London, and that's from the LP Feeling the Ceiling, which is their own record, and on their own label, too, and it's also called Feeling the Ceiling. Did I say that? These are the Fabulous Poodles with B-Movies.
We're taking it in turn to be governor of California, but we have no special rehabilitation scheme in this country. Those are the Fabulous Poodles and the Movies. Some chicken stuff?
Thank you.
again, the Toast of Nottingham, and that's their Arabian Days on Raw Records. This next from Metal Urbane is called Anarchy at the Palace, and this isn't the palace where she lives, but the most fashionable and expensive disco in Paris.
And that song deals with the adoption of the punk movement by the jet set and the rock philosophers. You probably think, oh, Peel's suddenly full of information, whereas before all was ignorance. It's just that I found some pieces of paper which tell me this. This is Rory Gallagher.
Like